Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download at your leisure. And we have a young man on the program today. He's a D2 standout. He was third-team All-MIAA. It's none other than the Northwestern Missouri State quarterback, Mike Hohensee. Mike, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on. This afternoon's been great. Just been training all day long.
I ask this because we're in that type of the time. You're not getting ready for spring ball right now. You're waking up for individual workouts and preparing yourself singularly, not, team-wise. What's that like, just knowing that you're not late for a team meeting or team practices? You're just being diligent with your own time and you're taking care of yourself first and foremost.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an adjustment going from, trying to get yourself and a team ready to win games and comparing that to, getting yourself ready for, this upcoming draft. I feel like I've handled the transition well. I've been training at a place called Top Speed here in Kansas City. That's where I've been doing my pro day training. I'm with quarterback coach Justin Hoover out here. So I've been keeping myself busy and foot on the gas.
And I, a guy like yourself, because I think we can paint such a broad brush of what you bring to the next level. So you're a unique talent. You could label you as an athlete. So we use this, it's endless boundaries of where, a coach could put you. When you think about, draft day and signing with the team, getting drafted, et cetera, how do you envision this, envision making an NFL roster?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just willing to do whatever it takes to get onto an NFL team. During my college career, I was mainly the quarterback, and I also punted. Before I was the for sure starter, I was doing quarterback, punter, holder, played some safety, threw me in at running back and receiver. So I would just say, my football IQ is a strength of mine, just because I've been put all over the field. And I feel like I can do a bunch of different things for a team.
Yeah, and your father, extensive background, also the same name as you. How much has your dad been an influence in just kind of helping you prepare and helping you become the player that we see right now?
Yeah, I mean, my dad's my football coach ever since I was growing up. When I was born, I had a football in my crib. So, we've been working on football, talking football my entire life, so – he's obviously been the biggest help to me throughout my whole career, and especially during this time. It's great to have someone like him that could be a mentor.
Nice. Is he the harshest critic and the most biggest fan, or is he kind of even keel no matter what?
No, you described it perfectly. He'll definitely let me know where I need to improve, but he's the first guy to tell me when I'm doing something right as well. So it's great to have that balance, for a dad and a coach.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Mike Hohensee, the standout from Northwest Missouri State, here on the C2P talking some NFL draft and finding out what this young man brings to this draft cast. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, just a very talented kid. And he mentioned all the positions that he's been fortunate enough to kind of play and excel at. And that's one of the reasons why we're talking to him today, because he's a very interesting prospect. And I think the sky's the limit on potential. You might not know of him, and this is probably way before your time, but You reminded me of a kid called Jameson Constant, came out of Kent State, seventh round pick, played in the NFL 4 or 5 years, but he was kind of like you, Mike, just a super talented kid, a smart kid, a football player first and foremost. But nonetheless, it was just kind of, you know, where do you put him? And the Seattle ended up drafting him, but I kind of see a lot of similarities in just where you're headed. So with that said, when these scouts start breaking down your tape, they're going to see the quarterback, the punter, all these positions. What do you think they're going to love about you when they see that film?
Yeah, I mean, I just think what's going to pop out, you know, my physical toughness, my decision-making, and that quarterback, my accuracy. I really pride myself on, you know, being ready for every situation that I could be put in and having great technique in order to be successful. So most of the film that they're going to see on me is all quarterback and punting. So they won't see many of the other positions that I can do. So on film, you know, they're going to see, you know, just how I handle myself throughout a game, being a game manager. I have a lot of mental toughness, and third down execution is a big thing, part of my game, and for our offense as well. We just want to be ready for, you know, any situation that we could possibly be in.
And you're an accurate quarterback. I mean, you take care of the football. I mean, those are just a couple more accolades, if you will, about being a quarterback position that you do extremely, extremely well. I noticed that, seven wins, 50-plus points. The last three games, 50-plus points. So when you have that offense clicking, you're definitely a dynamic guy to have behind it. How fun was it to kind of have those big games and just knowing that your final year of college football, the offense was playing about as good as it could get?
Yeah, it was good to get in the groove near the end of the season. You know, our offense, especially near the end of the year, we started trending healthy again. And once we have all of our weapons at full health, you know, I think no one can beat us. But, you know, things happen, injuries happen, and we got to be able to fight through that.
Yeah, definitely. And for you, we talked about all the things that scouts see on tape. This is the part of the show where I ask, what won't they see that can help you fall in their good graces, Mike? You know, team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie. We know your versatility. You got a high football IQ. But I guess what else needs to be said or that you need to tell them, I guess, that can help you fall in their good graces to get you on that 53-man roster?
Yeah, I think, you know, my hard work and my preparation definitely is something that, you know, they won't be able to see from the film. You know, I'm constantly working out, doing whatever it takes to get better, whether that's in the weight room, whether that's running, you know, or that's rehab type working out. And then, you know, also my preparation in the film room. I really take pride in, you know, being ready for every situation. Like I said before, I would do extra meetings with my OC at college, Todd Sturdy. And we just talk about, you know, defenses, protections, you know, what we need to do to take advantage of, you know, certain looks that we're getting against certain formations, you know, stuff like that. So I really just want to be prepared for every situation on the field. So, you know, when game day comes, there's, you know, it's just reactionary. You know, you don't have to make anything up on the fly. You've prepared and you're ready for that situation.
Excellent. Well said. Mike, how about this one? And this sometimes, guys, something comes right to mind, and sometimes it just kind of gets, you know, a little foggy. But just say all week you're breaking down tape, you're with your coaches, your team. You're breaking down film, breaking down film, breaking down more film. Saturday rolls around, and what you see on film, the defense is showing you. Is there anything you could share with your audience where – and it doesn't mean where you changed something and you guys had a 99-yard touchdown pass. It could have just been something simple where you had the, you know, the tight end move in and you pick up 1 yard. But does anything come to mind that you could share with us?
Yeah, I mean, especially with our offense, I you know, we have a really good offensive coordinator in Todd Sturdy. He used to be Iowa State's OC back in the day. And I think, you know, we have a really good pro-style offense that a lot of teams tried to copy in a sort of way, you know, throughout my years here. So a lot of the times when we play a team, say we play a team week four, and we get the first three games of film, we have a great game plan for what their defense does, and we show up on game day, and they don't even run the same defense that they've ran the whole year. You know, teams will try to switch it up on us like that. It's a part of being a powerhouse in D2 football. That's why I wanted to go to Northwest to play in games like that and get everyone's best shot. So yeah, you know, teams have switched it up on us a lot, and you know, the adjustments, they're not really that big of adjustments because, you know, we've done them in the past, whether it's in different, you know, seasons, different weeks of the year, fall camp, spring ball. We walk through a lot of different scenarios, so it could just be, you know, minor adjustments, you know, like a team will come out all week and they've been having four downs. And then all of a sudden, they play a lot of cover two. And then we get to the game and it's three down, all cover three. They're dropping eight. Things like that could happen. And just a scenario, just changing certain protections, sliding, you know, you get four off one side. We got to slide my line the same side that my back's blocking on. Little things like that. Or if we got a rollout pass to the right and we got heavy pressure coming from the right, you know, we could check the outside zone to the left. Just little quick things like that. Or if we're in empty, you know, whether we get man or zone or pressure, we can have a bunch of different looks off that, get to a quick screen, send a tight end in motion and make him our sixth guy blocking on the line of scrimmage, just to give me an extra second so our receivers can run more developed routes down the field. Just little stuff like that. And it's all things that, you know, questions in film, we ask questions in meeting, we walk through it on the practice field, just staying ready for any scenario so when it does pop up in a game, it's not a surprise.
Mike, what a wonderful response. Kudos to you. You made my whole day. I could listen to that kind of insight all day long. That's one of my favorite questions to get a great response of, and you nailed that. That is a home run right there, my friend. How about
Thank
this one?
You.
Your
yeah, I could talk about ball all day.
Well, listen, that's what we do all day. So when we get a young guy on the show that, you know, kind of really wants to give us some detail. I mean, I'm in awe by it. I it's kind of music to my ears. So I'm so appreciative that you were kind of gave us such a response like that. What's your favorite throw to make? I mean, the play comes in through the helmet, and you kind of get to, you know, let it sail from your fingers and watch it hit your receiver.
Yeah, I mean, every quarterback likes going deep and hitting that perfect pass and stride to a fast guy down the field. But I really like throwing those intermediate routes. You know, we'll have a post from an outside guy, and we'll have like a deep cross coming from the opposite side and maybe like a back or a tight end in the flat. And just being able to throw those layered throws, you know, over the linebackers, before the safeties. If you can hit a receiver and stride on those, that's probably one of my favorite throws to make.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Mike Honesty, the standout QB here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Listen, my man, we're almost out of time. As always, the folks who listen in often, they know this is what we call three and out. There's just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if you could go back and beat one school, who would you go back and beat and why?
Probably Ferris State. In the playoffs, just because we've lost them for a few years, and that was the team we had to get by. So definitely Ferris State.
Fair enough. And how about this one? What coach on your team, could be any coach, had the biggest pet peeve during practice, Mike? If you, your team, your teammates got caught doing this, you guys might catch a little hell.
Yeah. There's always a few. our head coach, Coach Rich Wright. We didn't do a lot of conditioning during practice. Our conditioning was how the tempo and what we practiced in. So if there was any, you know, walking on the field, that's when we knew there was going to be trouble. But we did a good job as players kind of policing each other, making sure we all, you know, staying up tempo, not walking around anywhere on the field, because we know how important, you know, those little details are, and especially if we're not getting extra conditioning at practice, we need to find a way to make it up while we practice.
Love it. And then the final question, draft week, draft weekend, waiting to hear your name come off the board. Who's the best cook in your family, Mike, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Yeah, you know, hopefully I'll be around a lot of family during that time. You know, my dad does make his famous tacos, so I'll be looking forward to that. My girlfriend is great at making a bunch of dips, you know, buffalo chicken dip. She makes a corn dip, some cheese and onion dip. That's real good. So hopefully we'll be having a lot of the tailgate type food around there and getting ready to know what my future is all about.
Yeah, and hopefully that future involves the National Football League. Mike, listen, fabulous career, and I was so excited to get you on. You're kind of what this show is about, just unique small school kids with fantastic talent, able to bring it to the next level, and that's why we were excited to get you on, and I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. With that said, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and happy birthday. I heard your birthday's coming up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, props to EMG. Those guys are on it. You're in a good agency, my friend. So, turn 52 Friday, so I'm not getting any younger. So.
Well, congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. My first birthday shout-out from none other than Mike Hennessy, the standout quarterback from Northwest Missouri State, here on the C.
This has been a C2P exclusive.